Fox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
It's the start of the fourth quarter, of course. It's 3rd of October. It's a Monday. I've got the man of the chart. His name is Zach. You're right, Zach. How was the weekend?
Very well. Much better than Kim Kardashian's, anyway.
Yeah, looks like, of course. And they missed a trick there, because we all know you wear more jewellery than she does. So,
I would never have that much jewellery in a hotel, in a room. I mean, just only not more than £1 million worth, anyway.
No, exactly. It's a waste. Anything more than a million is a waste.
Yes.
All right, let's look at some stocks moving on news here. Phalanx Group, FLX, they've repaid off their debt early by way of a raising. It looks good for the share price there. FLX, what do you reckon?
Finally, looks like a bit of the base is in place, let's say. We had that final selling climax in July, just below 3 pence, and much higher lows above 3.5 pence ever since. Broken through the 50-day average at 4.35 pence today, which is nice. If you're cautious, maybe you'd wait for a break of the 200-day moving average of 5.25 pence, roughly. But looks as though while we're above 4 pence, up to the top of the post-February range is up to as high as 7 pence. So a much better picture there.
Okay, Horizonte Minerals, they've done a pre-feasibility study at the Araguaia project, nickel project there, and NPV 8 of 581 million at a nickel price of 1400 or 14,000, I should say, dollars per ton, and NPV less than that. It's good figures. I mean, the figure's very good, you know, so I think we're seeing around HZM, Horizonte Minerals. What do you reckon, Zach?
It looks like an improving situation. I think also we've had some news from UBS saying that the nickel price is going to go through the roof as well, so that helps these people. We got a range really between the 200-day moving average 2 pence and April post-April resistance at 3, so I would suggest that above the 2 pence level we should head up to 3 pence. A relatively simple prediction there.
All right, next one is Vast Resources. Full-scale commercial zinc production has commenced. It is Maia. I don't know, a polymetallic mine in Romania, providing the company with a second commodity and revenue stream in addition to copper. So Vast, FAST. What do you reckon?
Right, I'd like to see it break a resistance line from, I suppose that's the end of March, around the level? 0.35 pence level. So looks like decent base building above 0.2 since March, but 0.35, the key resistance here to break. If we can break that, then it could be that the downtrend of recent months is finally over. Initial target would be the 200-day average at 0.42.
Marvellous. And last one, it's the fourth one today. Yolo Leisure, its investee company, TV Player, the UK's leading online live streaming TV platform, has completed a £5 million investment round and is led by A&E Networks. And this is a $20 billion company in America. Now, Yolo have 4.66% in TV Player. So Yolo, you only live once, is a ticker.
Oh, right. You only live... Well, that's good stuff. You're bright as a button this morning, aren't you? Rising trend channel from February. Top of the channel heading towards 1.6 pence. Initial resistance at the 200-day moving average at 1.14. So hopefully we'll break that early this week and head towards 1.6. And the bull argument or recovery argument about it while we're above a penny, which is the bottom of today's gap. So gapped up quite nicely today.
Yeah, I've got to say, Nigel Ray holds about 28% of that company. So he's a bit, you know, he's got deep pockets there, isn't he? So it's a tiddler. It's a sub 2 million market cap. So you can see potential there with a big shareholders. Chris Ackers is involved, all those guys. So it's worth keeping an eye on, I think, Yolo. Anyways, thanks very much. Speak tomorrow.
Thank you, Justin.
The Fox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.